Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we're off. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. K-Bay. That means one thing. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And unfortunately, Kip, we're going to start off the show not as lively as we normally do, but instead in honor and remembrance of the biggest Braves legend to have ever lived.
Hank Aaron passed away yesterday at the age of 86. That brings back a lot of memories for me. 8-year-old young man. Our team had just won the Farm League Championship in Glenn County.
Oh, you actually did get a trophy.
Yes, and we, as a prize for winning the league that year, our coaches and our parents took us to Six Flags over Georgia and took us to an Atlanta Braves game. And we rode up there on vans, and the whole way up there, everybody on our team. Man, I wonder if Hank's going to hit a home run tomorrow night when we go. They played the Montreal Expos on a Saturday night. And Hank didn't hit a home run, but he hit one that was a line drive, and it was about the height of the pitcher's head. And it didn't do anything until it crashed off the fence. Just boom, just a rope off the fence. He went 1-for-4 that night. The Braves won 4-1. That was my first Braves game, and I'll never, ever forget it.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I'm going to throw some stats out at you just to talk about how great Henry Aaron was, because I don't think there are a lot of people that are younger than myself that really understand how good he was. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. He slugged 1,000 five different times in his career. Most guys never do that.
Never do that, and if they do it, they do it once.
In 1959, he had 4,000 total bases. That's one season. 4,000 total bases in 1959.
Wow.
That's nuts. Never struck out in one season more than 100 times. Never happened. He never struck out 100 times ever in his life.
Ever.
Ever. He stole 240 bases on top of his 755 home runs.
Yes.
100 RBIs in a season 11 different times.
All-time RBI leader.
He hit 300 in his career, a staggering 14 seasons.
Lifetime 300 hitter with 755 homers. That is insane.
Nuts. 25-time All-Star.
25. Guys get roster bonuses now for making it one time.
3 gold gloves and 2 batting championships.
755 home runs and 2 batting titles. And just crazy how good he was.
I think the point I'm trying to make is that Henry Aaron is a better baseball player, was a better baseball player than either one of the gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, either one of the gentlemen that are sitting in the studio.
Or any one of the 300 and so million people in the United States of America as well. I don't know that there's, just looking at his stats, has there ever been a better all-around player than Hank Aaron?
No. So, I mean, are Hank Aaron's the GOAT in baseball?
In my mind, he is. Home run king. I mean, 755. He hit 755 legitimate home runs. No performance-enhancing drugs. No nothing. It was just sheer athletic ability. 300 lifetime 300 hitter, all-time RBI leader, all-time total base leader by 12 miles.
Say that again.
All-time total base leader by 12 miles. Each base is 90 feet. Number two, all-time Stan Musial.
Is 12 miles.
12 miles.
Behind him.
Behind him.
And keep in mind, he's putting up all these ridiculous numbers in a time where the country was pretty segregated. And it was a very, very different time. And so while he's doing all of this, off the field, there's a lot going on in his life that would have been easily, most folks would have easily gotten distracted by all of that. And would not have been able to put up the type of numbers due to the stress, but he still did.
He got so much hate mail every day. There's 3,000 hate mail every day. Calling him every derogatory and just stupid, idiotic name in the book. Pathetic what that man went through. Didn't complain about it. One bit. I met him at a conference that my organization puts on every year in Atlanta. It's a public health conference. Met the man 2 years ago. As humble of a man as you ever want to meet. Wouldn't even know he was in the room.
My dad met him several years ago. And by the way, through that meeting, I have in my sports memorabilia stuff in my office, which you've been up there, Hank Aaron autographed baseball.
Yes. Great man.
Mm-hmm.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Farewell, Hammer and Hank. Welcome to the circus that is the Brooklyn Nets. Welcome to the University of Tennessee McDonald's. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like a number one with a side of cash. Tom Brady is about to win his 7th Super Bowl. Jags interest in Deshaun Watson. I would trade Gardner Minshew for him straight up. You know things are bad when the big orange pumpkin is resigning. The Buffalo Bills are about to win their first ever Super Bowl. The Mets just can't help being the Mets, can they? So long, Philip Rivers. Enjoy your new neighbor, Dan Fouts. Can we please wake up and get Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens into the Hall of Fame? Write this down. Packers, Chiefs, for all the marbles. Farewell, Don Sutton. You will be missed. Stranger Things 4 is set to begin filming in a few weeks. I could not be more excited. Kip, there's a new Mortal Kombat movie about to come out. Are you excited? Box
no.
office bonanza. And these are my thoughts.
No, I'm not excited.
How can you not be excited for another Mortal Kombat movie?
There's a new James Bond movie coming out in October. There's a new Top Gun movie coming out this year. Those are, I'm excited about those box office bonanzas. They will be. But then you've got people like you that'll go out that, you know, I call it the video game generation. They'll go out and, you know, they'll probably pay their hard-earned money to go watch a video game from the 1990s. So that's what you do.
Then I played religiously as a kid, by
the
way.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I was very good with all of the characters.
I bet you were.
My best was Baraka.
Who's Baraka?
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden House Pharmacy.
You got through Christmas and New Year's. Good job. And now here it comes, the one you can't mess up, Valentine's Day, the big one. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift, no matter your budget. Tell them Jason and Kip sent you and get an additional 14% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online at cunninghamjewelers.com.
In the NFL playoffs, we've got conference championship weekend or conference championship Sunday, rather. The number 5 seed will head to Green Bay. That's the Buccaneers. They'll play the Packers in the NFC championship game. And over in the AFC, the number 2 seed of Buffalo Bills head to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Winner of those two games head to the Super Bowl.
Let me throw an interesting stat at you, Jason. You ready for this?
I am.
Championship game appearances by team.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, 16.
Mm.
San Francisco, 16.
Mm.
Dallas, 14.
Mm.
Tom Brady, 14. Oh, Tom's not a professional franchise, but he's been to more championship games than 29 NFL franchises.
That's nuts.
28, excuse me, because the Patriots are in there with 15 appearances, but Tom Brady, quarterback 13 of those.
Wow.
28 NFL teams don't have the championship game appearances that Tom Brady has.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. That's a good stat, man.
You said pregame, you're getting on to me about playing on my phone, and I'm actually looking up sports data.
I'm proud of you. I did some research.
I do my homework on this show.
I actually did some research for the show. That never happens.
It happens all the time, but I don't get credit for it. My wife just texts me and says, "Are you going to Cunningham Jewelers?"
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes, darling, I'm going to Cunningham Jewelers to get that 14% off.
The Packers are a 3-point favorite at home. The Chiefs are a 3-point favorite at home. If you're a betting person, listen to what I'm about to tell you. The over-under for the Bills-Chiefs game is 53. Bet on the over. Bet on the over. Make yourself some money. Take your wife to dinner.
Patrick Mahomes got cleared from the concussion protocol, so he's a go.
Mm-hmm.
So which means the Kansas City Chiefs are going to score some points, which means the Buffalo Bills, if they're planning on winning this game, they need to get into a shootout and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, which I don't think is going to happen.
That's such a great point. Like, you did do research today. The only path the Buffalo Bills have to winning that football game is to get in a shootout, which Kansas City does very well. But that's the only path for the Bills.
That means the Bills are going to have to score over 38 points to win this football game.
I'll say over 35.
And then, you know, you've got the NFC Championship game, which is probably going to be a little cold at Lambeau Field, don't you think?
And despite the fact this is an advantage the Packers have because Tampa is a warm-weather team, and I know you can make the argument, Tom Brady played New England. Yes, that's true. Tom Brady played New England all those years, but the rest of that team is a warm-weather team.
Yes.
They're not used to going to Green Bay and playing in those types of frigid conditions. Now, it won't bother Tom Brady, but guys got to block. Guys got to catch the football.
Tampa Bay is not used to playing in any kind of playoff weather. This is their first playoff appearance since 2007. So a lot of guys on that roster were playing Mortal Kombat video games like you do religiously all the time. So there's no cold weather experience there. Not a lot anyway.
All right, so Packers are 3-point favorites. Chiefs are 3-point favorites. Give me your conference champion winners, your Super Bowl picks, and then the team that's going to win the Super Bowl.
Kansas City's going to beat Buffalo at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow and go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And they will play the Green Bay Packers, who's going to beat Tampa in Lambeau Field. And Kansas City is going to beat Green Bay in the Super Bowl, and that will be a shootout.
It's going to be a good Super Bowl if that's the way it goes. I've already given you my picks in the weekend review.
Yeah, so you gave us four picks. So out of those four, who do you see winning? Never seen a four-team Super Bowl before.
Who do I see winning of the teams that are still left?
Yeah, you said I'm asking you who's going to win in the first four-team Super Bowl in history, because that is what you predicted in the weekend review. That's the question to you.
What do you mean?
We want an answer. Who's going to win the first four-team Super Bowl?
They're not going to play a four-team Super Bowl.
What are they going to play? Each team play each other a quarter, and then they declare a winner?
It's not a jamboree.
I mean, that's basically, you pick the jamboree.
Obviously, Kip is confused. They only play two teams in the Super Bowl, Kip.
But you pick four.
What I did was no such thing. What I did was
play the tape.
What I did was I gave you who I felt good about.
Oh. So who's going to win the Super Bowl then?
Well, this is the thing. The Chiefs are probably the odds-on favorite. A healthy Patrick Mahomes would be very tough to lose if you're the Chiefs. The Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback on the planet, in my opinion. And the defense, I think, is playing well enough to win the Super Bowl. The Buffalo Bills, with Jared, the season that Josh Allen's had, has just been huge. And the Buffalo defense is probably the best defense left in these playoffs. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady and the Brady factor and his ability to will teams to win football games. There you have it.
So nobody's going to win because you didn't pick a winner just then. You just gave us a bunch of sports jargon.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of Sports Radio, not that talented, and overpaid.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The February issue of the Southern Sports Edition will be featuring Frederica Academy Knights standout Jordan Triplett. Triplett rushed for almost 2,000 yards this past season as a freshman. Triplett was the offensive focal point for the Knights all season and through their state championship game run. He also earned all sorts of postseason honors and awards, including making the Southern Sports Edition All-Area Team. That issue is set to drop on January the 26th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at SportsEdition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Cunningham Jewelers wants to thank you for a fabulous 2020. It's been hard, but you have kept us going. Remember all of your gift needs for that new baby, engagement, anniversaries, and your special occasions. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. Located at 1510 Newcastle Street in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652, cunninghamjewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. And this is the part where Kit basically hijacks the show and gets to do whatever it is he wants to do. And so before we get to that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother and by Georgia Sea Grill.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness the Georgia Sea Grill. Would like to thank all of our friends and customers for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197, the Georgia Sea Grill.
All right, and now I give the show over to Kit Branch.
Jason, okay. Number five on the butt hurt list this week. We got three three teams occupying the number five spot this week. North Carolina basketball, Duke basketball, and Kentucky basketball. You want to know why?
So really you're doing a top eight here.
Yes, three occupying because this is the first time since 1961 that neither of those three teams are in the top 25.
Wow.
See, I do my research for this show.
You did some research for this show. You sure did. Man, I can't even tell you how proud I am of you.
I mean, first time since 1961.
That you've done research.
That North Carolina, Duke, and Kentucky have not been. One of those teams have not, all three of them have not been in the rankings.
We're 3 weeks into 2021, and this is the first show Kip's done research for.
All right, number four on the butthurt list this week, the New Jersey Nets. You go out, you trade for James Harden, you bring him in, you're 9-8, and you come off back-to-back losses to the Cleveland Cavaliers and get blown out pretty much in both of those games. So, I don't know what's going on with the New Jersey Nets. Do you?
Not a clue.
I mean, they go out, make a blockbuster trade, but you lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number three on the butthurt list this week, Jason.
Like I said, it's a circus over there.
Yeah. Number three, the New Orleans Saints. It's over, guys. Drew Brees is probably going to retire. The most passing yards in the history of the NFL, and all you got one Super Bowl in that window, and a lot of heartbreak in the playoffs, just like last week with Tampa Bay. The New Orleans Saints, it's over. Back to the drawing board, Saints. Breeze is gone. Don't think that you're going to get better in the next few years. The window has closed, Jason, on the New Orleans Saints.
That's what that was the window closing.
All right, number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the University of Central Florida. Their football program's in decline. We can all admit that.
No,
okay?
No, we can't.
Their basketball program's tied for last.
They're a football school. Nobody cares.
Their basketball program's tied for last in that conference, the American Association of Colleges. What's it called?
You know the conference name.
They're tied for last in basketball. Football's on the decline, and their athletic director leaves Central Florida to go take the Tennessee job out of all places. So Central Florida is a little butthurt this week.
That's actually a step down right now, isn't it?
It is at number one. Drum roll, please. Tennessee football.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are you kidding me, guys? You got Phil Fulmer has run this program into the ground. And I don't, the big giant pumpkin, he can say what he wants to. Jeremy Pruitt was his hand-picked guy that was going to come in and resurrect the Tennessee football program.
And somewhere Johnny Majors is smiling.
King Johnny gets the last laugh in heaven. King Johnny's looking down and he's saying, I knew it was coming one day. Fat Phil, retired, in disgrace. Jeremy Pruitt, how in the world somebody turned the keys over to this guy to run a football program? Defensive coordinator is a different story, but be the CEO of a football program, you have got to be kidding me. They are saying there could be as many as 30 level one and level two major infractions.
And the transfer portal from Tennessee is filling up real fast.
As of Thursday, there were 8 4-stars and 1 5-star in it. Mm. So Tennessee's roster is going to look a lot like their sisters to the Northwest, Vanderbilt. You got 2 Vanderbilts now in the SEC in one state.
You wrote an article for the Southern Sports Edition, at least I think it was you, and made the argument that the best football program in the state of Tennessee is Memphis.
It is. Memphis is the best college football program in the state of Tennessee at this moment. General Nealon is turning over in his grave, and Johnny, King Johnny, who I love, by the way, King Johnny was a hard-nosed football coach that should have won the Heisman Trophy in 1956, and they didn't give it to him. He's looking down saying, man, this thing that I built, I came back to Tennessee in 1976 and I built it from the ground up. Phil, you stabbed me in the back and now justice has come. A little longer than I expected, but karma always comes back to bite. Tennessee, number one on the butt hurt list this weekend. Probably going to be there for a while.
They are going to, they are, I don't want to say they're going to get the death penalty, but
it's going to feel like it.
It's going to be brutal. And see, here's the thing with them that gets me, right, Kip? It's not like they were winning national championships or even SEC championships or were even competing
with 1998, all this, they haven't done anything.
With all this junk going on. They were a middle-of-the-road SEC team, probably a little bit below average for the SEC. And all this comes out when your program was trying to rebuild and get back to the glory days, be able to compete with Georgia and Florida, and now this happens?
Let me put it to you this way, Jason. You're going to do all of this. You're handing out money in McDonald's bags, and you're cheating, and the you're just doing all this kind of stuff. And the return on your investment is 3-7 this season. Tennessee is a – they're not a dumpster fire. They are a five-alarm forest fire, and it is burning, eating up acreage in East Tennessee. The entire – it's just spreading all over the state. Vanderbilt's down. Tennessee – Vanderbilt and Tennessee went a combined 3-17 in football this year. No, Vandy was scared to show up and play Georgia, so they went 0-8, 3-15.
Vandy – may be better than Tennessee next year.
Probably in the kicking game they are.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com. Cunningham Jewelers wants to thank you for a fabulous 2020. It's been hard, but you have kept us going. Remember all of your gift needs for that new baby, engagement, anniversaries, and your special occasions. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. Located at 1510 Newcastle Street in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652, cunninghamjewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
To get you caught up on our Twitter question of the week from last week. Forgot to give you the results. We'll have another Twitter question up shortly, which is going to be, what is the best football program in the state of Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Your choice will be Memphis, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee. But from last week, the question was, will the Jacksonville Jaguars and Urban Meyer draft Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence? That was the question. 67% of our listening audience voted that the Jags and Urban Meyer will draft Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst-kept secret in the history of football. Yeah, that's who they're going to draft. And they're going to build around him. And Jacksonville's going to be in the Super Bowl within 5 years.
With Trevor Lawrence at quarterback?
Yes.
I think they'll be in the Super Bowl within 3 years if they trade for Deshaun Watson.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, you say that, but you don't really know that.
That's because I know more football than you. I mean, anybody that listens to this show
and the
understands
alarms,
that.
The alarms around the world just went off.
I mean, it's quite obvious
that
I know a little more football than you do. I'll give you high marks for baseball knowledge, but football knowledge, nah, man, you still got work to do.
We've been doing the show together for a very long time, and I think that's the most, and you've had a lot of ludicrous things come out of your mouth, but I think that is the most ludicrous. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally, family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
So we had a little bit of a hullabaloo come out of Waycross.
Ooh.
This past week. Yesterday, I guess it was. So another media outlet, which isn't Bishop Media, but another media outlet, I'm not even going to mention their name, but another media outlet broke a story, allegedly, that the Waycross coach, the Ware County coach, Jason Strickland, had applied for and interviewed for and was a finalist for the open Tiff County job. Which, of course, Jason Strickland came out publicly yesterday after that report had gone out and said, I'm not a finalist for that job. I haven't interviewed for that job, nor have I applied for that job.
Well, somebody's lying.
That's fair. I mean, that's a fair point.
I mean, I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Jason Strickland, of course, I believe he was a defensive coordinator down in Folkston or Charlton County when they were winning state championships. He left there, took over the Lamar County job, built them into perennial state power.
No, Franklin Stevens did that. Let's give Frank a little credit for that. Come on now. Let's give Frank a little credit for building Lamar County into something.
Jason Strickland left Lamar County, yeah. And then he went to Fitzgerald?
Then went to Ware.
No,
Pierce, excuse me.
He was in Fitzgerald before Pierce. Yeah.
Then he went from Fitzgerald to Pierce.
Okay, yeah. Yep, Fitzgerald to Pierce, Pierce to Ware.
Yep. Made that 9-mile move a couple of years ago.
The Tiff job is a really strange thing to me because you and I had a conversation this week via on the phone. We were chatting about the TIFF job. And, you know, you seem to believe there's a lot of talent there. And I don't disagree that there's a lot of talent there. But then I look at where they're at. They're in the same region as Colquitt and Lowndes. And then Camden's also in that region, too. So you've got Colquitt, powerhouse, Lowndes, powerhouse, Camden attempting to revitalize themselves and get themselves back to a powerhouse. And that's a tough region to be. That's a tough job to take, I think.
I think it's a gold mine. With the right coach, I think the right coach could go in there and win big.
You can't win big in that region. There's too many good teams for you to dominate that region.
I'm not talking about winning the region every year. You can be a state championship caliber football team in that region and not win the region. I'm talking about they can be a powerhouse in the state of Georgia and could be the third place team in that region. That's how good that region is. You don't have to beat Lowndes and Colquitt every year. You just have to compete with them. And then if you can compete with those two, you can compete with anybody in the state of Georgia. And the potential there at TIFF County is to do that. They can do that.
Why do you think there's so much potential in that job? Because I just don't see it.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, Tifton is a big school, 7A school with a lot of talent. Got a 5-star kid coming back next year on the roster that's already committed to Georgia. Talent is there. And you just got to get the right coach in there that's going to run the right kind of system that's able to energize the community and bring the community together. And if you can do that, you can win big at TIFF County.
You say it like it's so easy. Yeah, if you could do this, then you're winning. That is a tough job.
Of course, it's all jobs are tough. If you take over a program that hadn't had any success, those are tough jobs. That's why they have coaching vacancies. I mean,
I can't even with you. I mean, man.
You have vacancies because the job's not getting done.
I can't even do this show sometimes.
So
with
if
you
get the right guy in there, he does the right job and energizes the community, get the kids out from walking the halls to get them in the football program. TIFF County could be a major success around the state.
As long as that job exists in the region of Camden, Colquitt, and Lowndes, it's going to be a tough job. As long as they're there.
That's the toughest 7A region in the state.
No argument.
So if you win in 8 games in that region a year, you know, non-region, if you can go 8-2, 9-1, in that region, you're a state championship contender.
In that region, to be successful, and you know, it is what it is, right? Like, you just got to tell facts. Like, it is what it is. In order to be successful, consider to be a successful coach in that region, it boils down to one thing. You got to beat Colquitt and Lowndes sometimes.
Yes.
If you can't beat those teams consistently, you're not going to last at that job that you have in that region. You got to beat those teams at least 50-50. And if you can't do that, you don't hold on to your job in that region. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Get the right coach, things will change.
Youth. I'm composing myself.
You could compose yourself. Like I said, I know more. I mean, especially more high school football than you do.
That's ludicrous.
So
I've been covering this stuff since I was in my early 20s, my friend.
I think TIFF County is a potential gold mine.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The February issue of the Southern Sports Edition will be featuring Frederica Academy Knights standout Jordan Triplett. Triplett rushed for almost 2,000 yards this past season as a freshman. Triplett was the offensive focal point for the Knights all season and through their state championship game run. He also earned all sorts of postseason honors and awards, including making the Southern Sports Edition All-Area Team. That issue is set to drop on January the 26th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com.
Cunningham Jewelers wants to thank you for a fabulous 2020. It's been hard, but you have kept us going. Remember all of your gift needs for that new baby, engagement, anniversaries, and your special occasions. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. Located at 1510 Newcastle Street in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652, cunninghamjewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Mercifully, we have reached the last segment of the show on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip has been on his game today, just even more ludicrous than normal, but that's okay.
I'm on my game every week on this show. I bring facts to the table. You bring unfounded opinions.
Coming from the person that did research for the first time for this show in over 2 months, probably.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I do research on this show every week.
He can't even pronounce the word. He does so much of it.
Facts at you today.
Yeah, and I'm proud that you did research for the show because it never happens.
I come here just tossing around facts.
Yeah, today.
That's what I do every week.
No, you don't.
And the main thing that I do week in and week out on this show is I'm always going to fight for the little guy. That's what I do. That's what drives me every week, fighting for the little guy.
I can't even.
That's what I do.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show and the ridiculousness that is Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Strike Zone, and the Pristine Water. If there's one person that fights for the little guy on this show by all stretches of the imagination, it is not Kip Branch.
That's what I do.
No.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service, just like me unrivaled for the little guy here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee. Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233-166 Key Circle Drive.
When he says the little guy, what he means is Alabama.
I fight for the little guy on this show every week. Evidence, Frederica Academy. It took me 2 months of lobbying and putting public pressure out there every week for them to finally get into the rankings.
For them to get in the rankings had nothing to do with anything that you said. They earned their way in by their football, their play on the football field.
Brunswick High School, 8-4, made the rankings 1 week because I lobbied and lobbied and lobbied, and we hit a miracle between the bricks, and we make the rankings.
Once again, had nothing to do with your lobbying. They earned their way in because of what they did in their schedule on the field.
Frederica, Brunswick High, I mean, those are examples of the little guy that I come in here and advocate for.
Brunswick High is a 6'8 program.
Advocate for the little guy. I mean, we're dealing with a Glenn Academy bias. We're dealing with a Camden County bias on this show. I just try to bring, you know, fair and equal coverage to all the teams in this local area. I love the Camden County Wildcats. Respect the program. I respect their accomplishments. Camden County historically is the premier high school football program in coastal Georgia. Everybody knows that. Everybody listening on K-Bay knows that Camden is the premier high school football program in coastal Georgia. I just want to get some, you know, props in for the other little guys as well around here. You so, bring the Glenn Academy.
So now, wait. I just want to be clear. So now Camden County is the little guy.
No. They are the premier historical program. I'm confused. They are the big dog, even though that they've been struggling for the last couple of years.
Listen to them talk in circles.
Not Glenn Academy, but Camden County is the big dog in coastal Georgia. The little guys like the Brunswicks and the Frederica and the MCAs and teams like that trying to make up ground and get even considered or even get a whisper in that conversation.
1 minute I'm over here saying this. 30 seconds later, I'm on a completely different island saying something completely different.
I fight for all the teams on this show. That's what I do. That's what I bring to the table.
Nobody attacks the teams on this show.
Jacksonville Jaguars, little guy in the NFL, but I'm on here advocating for the Jaguars every single Saturday, even when you say that Urban Meyer is the worst hire they could have possibly made. That's what you said.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a Jags fan?
I like the Jags.
Oh, no, you didn't answer my question. Are you a Jags fan?
I like the Jacksonville
Jaguars.
You're not
answering my question.
That's the answer.
Are you a Jags fan?
I like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
When you prescribe to fandom and someone says, what football team do you like in the NFL? Your answer is?
I like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like a lot of teams.
So
my favorite professional football team is the Detroit Lions.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to get to. Okay. My favorite professional football team is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But you said they made a terrible
hire. They did.
So that's not really a true fan would celebrate that hire because you went out and you got a national championship caliber coach that knows how to win.
That's never done it.
You don't
NFL.
Understand intangibles in sports. That's what I've tried to teach you all these 2 or 3 years that we've been working together. Intangibles matter in football. Intangibles matter in baseball. Intangibles matter in team sports. And you just can't, you cannot plug that into a computer.
Intangible 101 by Professor Kent Rich.
I'm trying to teach you things. But you're being passive aggressive, and you don't want to just open that mind
passive
up and listen.
Passive aggressive?
Yeah.
Now you're a psychologist as well.
I fight for the little guy.
He can't even get it out.
I fight for the little guy.
Little guy winning the Super Bowl.
What's Kansas City Chiefs.
You're picking the Chiefs.
I'm picking the Chiefs to beat the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Fair enough.
I know next week.
You're on record with that.
I know next week you better tread lightly when you start talking about these little guys in the NFL. That's the only advice that I'm going to give you. If you come in here trying to talk trash about the Atlanta Falcons next week, you're in for a world of hurt, brother. I'm just telling you. Okay. I'll be listening.
Okay, so you're picking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my Super Bowl pick and winner. Kip says on this show that I dodge this question and I pick multiple teams all the time and that I never make a true pick, blah, 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 blah.
You've got about 45 seconds to make one right now.
He says this all the time.
And you're wasting time.
And the fact of the matter is just not true.
But you don't make a pick before we go off the air.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.